Welcome to Niche Podcast, your weekly 5-minute rundown of the biotech, clinical research, and applied science industries. I'm your host, Dr. Noah Goodson. This week, Syneos Health acquires Syntract. Apellis strikes a $1 billion deal and clinical trial patient enrollment. But first, a market update. The last week and a half have been tumultuous as markets fluctuate around political uncertainty, Q3 earning reports, and a massive COVID-19 spike in the United States. With the insecurity of a U.S. presidential election Tuesday and record numbers of COVID cases dropping daily, expect the instability to continue through the next week as investors respond to perceived risk and make guesses around the consequences of U.S. leadership. While many of the largest companies have weathered the pandemic well from a fiscal standpoint, and some have come out on top in terms of earnings, uncertainty around the future continues to keep segments of the biopharma market in check. How this may play out with post-election changes in U.S. healthcare policy is perhaps the greatest driver of uncertainty in this sector of the market. Syneos Health, a leading clinical research organization, CRO, announced the acquisition of the small mid-sized CRO, Syntract. Syneos functions as a global leader in the CRO space and provides a suite of contract commercial solutions as well. It was formed through the $7.4 billion merger of Inventiv and Inc. Research a couple years ago and has continued to grow its footprint in the space. Syneos posted a 6.6% year-over-year Q3 revenue loss, but managed to pull a 5.9% profit increase in the same time. This can basically be thought of as an equivocal outcome. Yes, they've been impacted by the pandemic, but they've maneuvered to get through it with as little short-term loss to the investor as possible. The move to acquire Syntract is an active step into a critical market. There's a lot of money flowing into the biotech space. I've said this before, but I'll continue to reiterate that significant cash stockpiles and changes in opportunity around tech have pushed more capital into the biotech startup space. The acquisition of Syntract by Syneos reflects their belief that this market will continue to grow in the near midterm. Syntract has primarily built a business around early phase clinical trials for smaller companies. The revenue versus effort on a phase 1 clinical trial varies significantly from a massive 30,000 enrollee phase 3. However, with an increase in demand, it makes sense for Syneos to capture the expertise, networks, and market recognition of Syntract to empower the growth in the space. Syntract is a global CRO and boasts 700 employees on 4 continents. While they primarily run phase 1-2 trials, they have run over 4,000 trials globally around 26,000 sites in more than 60 countries. The transaction for an undisclosed amount sees Syntract maintain its brand and come under the Syneos network. Presumably, this will allow Syntract to funnel the most successful small companies over to Syneos for larger trials. It will also provide an opportunity for Syneos' contract commercialization team to have early access to companies coming down the pipeline. It never hurts to plant a seed. Synergistic business models are great, but the reality is, with Syneos projecting 12 to 16% growth in 2021, they want to acquire any company that can capitalize on market growth. With Syntract's specialization in a growing area of a growing field and Syneos' ability to increase their impact, this will likely be a positive step for both organizations. The Niche is brought to you today by the Scope Method LLC. The Scope Method helps companies develop clear vision and strategic processes. Whether you need fresh eyes on your data, independent risk assessment, or are pivoting into a new therapeutic space, the Scope Method will help you focus close to re-examine what you know and look ahead to where you want to go. Find out more at thescopemethod.com. Apellis Pharma struck a collaborative agreement with Sobi for over $1 billion. Apellis has been developing pegcetacoplan, APL2, for a variety of indications and has dropped a series of positive reports over the last year, including potential for the treatment of hematological, nephrological, and neurological disorders. Pegcetacoplan works through binding C3 and C3b, part of the complement signaling pathway. With multiple diseases resulting from excessive complement signaling, pegcetacoplan has shown significant promise in providing meaningful therapeutic intervention. The deal with Sobi gives them access to co-develop exclusive rights to C3 therapy outside the United States. This includes access to 5 unique indications across multiple systems, but excludes ophthalmic treatment. Sobi will pay $250 million upfront, commit $80 million to developmental reimbursements, and up to $915 million in regulatory and commercial milestones, plus back-end royalties. If pegcetacoplan is as successful as it looks to be, Sobi will rapidly recoup their investment and then some. For Apellis, this gives them capital through Q2 of 2022. Based on the indicators I see, this should be enough time for them to begin generating a revenue stream from an FDA-approved drug for at least one indication. For those suffering from complement-driven diseases, this is good news. Greenfire is a company focused on the financial life cycles of clinical trials. They provide solutions for sponsors, sites, and CROs. One of the major setbacks in clinical trials globally this year was a decrease in patient enrollment. Greenfire reported last week that enrollment has now rebounded to pre-COVID-19 levels. To give you an idea of how severe the drop-off was, that's an 85% increase over April numbers. Even in North America, where COVID is currently exploding, enrollments are up 5% since January of this year, with failures in patient enrollment remaining one of the largest issues inhibiting successful clinical research. This is good news for the whole industry. In order for the clinical research space to continue growing in line with increased demand from sponsors, improved recruitment and retention strategies will be necessary to drive enrollment numbers in 2021 and beyond. Thanks for joining me on the Niche Podcast, your weekly 5-minute summary of the top news in biotech, clinical trials, and applied science industries. You can find us on your favorite podcast app. Like, comment, subscribe, and most of all, share with your friends. If you like what you hear, please rate and review. It really helps us. Once again, I'm Dr. Noah Goodson, and I'll see you next week.